Okay, yesterday this story was floating around, this survey that came out of the most popular Disney World rides for adults. I mean, hello, Two Fairy Godfathers. So they surveyed 5,000 adults and asked them to name the best ride at Disney World. So let me just give you this list. 10 was Buzz Lightyear's Space Ranger Spin. Can't disagree with that more. Number 9 was Colleen Lindstrom's favorite, Walt Disney's Carousel of Progress. Number 8 was the Avatar ride. I can't believe it's that low.
Yeah, that should be a higher.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. What are these people on?
Yeah.
Number 8 was Dumbo. Number 6 was what? It's a Small World.
Oh,
number
no,
this is so wrong.
It's like they've never been there and they're just saying things.
Yep. Number
Those
5
last two.
It's horrible. Number 5, Splash Mountain. Number 4, Big Thunder Mountain Railroad. Number 3, Pirates of the Caribbean. Number 2, Haunted Mansion. And number 1, Space Mountain. Obviously, they asked the wrong 5,000 people. Because this is ridiculous. Maybe some of these for kids. Absolutely. But not for adults.
Dumbo?
You can't even get on it.
No one wants to go on Dumbo's ride. It's dumb.
Thank you. You only go for your kids.
It's like a regional carnival ride.
Yes. So I'm sorry. Don, you're probably right. I forgot that Grant's part of the show now. What are some at the top of your head? We were just there last year. What would you rank on this list? What would you put on there that was missing?
Okay. I mean, so all of the Star Wars rides are not included.
No, none of them are. But you can list them.
Oh, my God. Well,
yeah,
why are they not on there? Because
exactly.
All of those need to be in the top 4 however many they are.
Is this list from the 80s or 90s?
I mean, come on.
No.
Rise of Resistance.
Yes.
The Millennium Falcon ride.
Yep.
Those are my top 2. Then we'll go to Avatar as 3 at Animal Kingdom. I love the Everest ride.
Yep.
I
mean, at Animal Kingdom.
Yeah. Is that the railroad? Is that what?
No, that's okay. Thunder Mountain's at Magic Kingdom, but yeah.
Yeah, okay. I do like that one as well, but those are my top 5 probably.
Lex, you guys were there. What do you think?
Well, when we went, they were just building the Star Wars, so I have not been on any of those rides, but definitely Avatar. I love that ride. That's my top for
that
sure.
That is like a acid trip.
Oh, that's
so good.
So great. I mean, I've never done acid, but it's really great. But
that's
Kenny?
Kenny, you ever done acid? Why would you ask? No, of course not.
Right. No, but I was going to say, because
Space
Kenny's
Mountain
the only
for me. Yeah, Space
well, Kenny, you're the... You're the only one on the show, and my talkers, if you haven't been there within the last 5 years, the reason we're going cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs over the Avatar ride, Kenny, it literally makes you feel like you're riding one of those banshees from the movie.
It's like you're riding a dragon, and it breathes.
Between your legs.
Yeah. It's like being on a motorcycle, and then there's this huge screen in front of you, and it's like a simulation ride, and this thing dips and turns with the action on the screen, and there's wind that comes through, there's smells, there's audio. It is just like you feel like you're really flying on a dragon. It's great.
It's Lex, I remember calling into the show after I rode it for the first time.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, so
is it frightening? Is it scary?
It's just amazing. No, you feel joy.
It's more fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
You feel the wind, right, Lex? The wind. They have wind blowing on you, Kenny, and the smells, and it's...
So it's not like, do they still have Space Mountain? Because I went on that a couple of times.
Magic Kingdom.
That's fun.
My goodness.
That's the most fun at...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
at Magic Kingdom, I think. Realize, since it was built so long ago, what people would put up with when it comes to how your body rattles around. It's like people in the 80s, they were like, it's fine. Now you get off of that thing and you're like, is my back okay?
Yeah, you need back surgery.
I need an adjustment. And like, and people just,
they don't care.
You know, you really get rattled around.
Well, it's...
There's two other rides that I really like, too. What's the simulator at Epcot where you're in a plane?
Soaring.
I like that ride as an adult. That's really fun. And also the where you pick your car, the test track.
Test track.
That's a fun ride too.
And then Rock and Roller Coaster.
Lex, I thought for sure you might say this one. My all-time favorite ride's not on there. If you just tuned in, we're talking about this list of the top Disney World rides. Where you probably heard Don and Steve talk about it yesterday. Tower of Terror.
Oh, what the hell? Mm.
At Disney's Hollywood Studios.
Why isn't that on the list?
Oh, my God.
Kenny, it's an elevator that drops you, like, and then it jolts you up, and then it drops again in different sequences.
Yeah.
It's like a haunted hotel, and you get in this elevator, and you're sitting down.
And the doors open at each little stop, and you see something horrifying, and they
close
again.
And you see how far up you are, and then it drops you again, like, 15 stories. And yeah, it's amazing, and it's themed with the Twilight Zone. So that's number one to me. Just for without a doubt. Yeah. So this list sucks. There we go.
A little bit test track right now. This sounds like it's
Kenny,
up my alley.
You would love test track.
That is cool.
It's fun.
It's just my only problem with it is I feel like it's too short.
Yeah. Mm. You design your own car. It's sponsored by Chevrolet, and then it's the fastest ride at Disney World. The car goes around this track, and it goes upwards of 60 miles an hour.
Oh,
and
cool.
Doesn't seem like that's fast, but on a ride, that's really fast. So that's at Epcot.